The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
Alrighty, welcome everyone. Welcome to the National Intel Report and round of paint drying. That's right. Larkin, Texas is actually standing in for John today. It must be due to the fact that I called in recently to his broadcast, and all of a sudden I got invitations to join Steve Elkins on his broadcast this weekend. And then I got a call from Vince Finelli to join him on his broadcast on, I think it's the 31st of January. I'll let y'all know. And then I get a call today from Julie, and John Stabmiller asked me to stand in for him. So lucky you, you get to hear the sound of paint drying. But I have to tell you, I have a secret weapon today, because I have a surprise guest I'm going to introduce you to in just a moment. And she's going to help me make the experience even more excruciating for you. You like that?
Thanks, Lark.
You're welcome. Anyway, this is Lark in Texas. I'm standing in for John today. I'm joined by Vicki Davis. You can find our work very easily. You can find Vicky's work at thetechnocratictyranny.com. You can find it at channelingreality.com. That's the older website. And then every Saturday morning, you can co-hosting with Darren Weeks on Govern America, governamerica.com. Great show. I hardly ever miss it. They went on hiatus for a while, Darren Weeks and Vicky, and now they're back. Of course, you know, Saturday mornings, all weekend, frankly, is a busy time for RBN. RBN is one of my favorite sources on the internet. I've been a part of RBN now for 10 years, y'all. First started listening to internet radio around about 2009, and I thought, how cool. Real people can actually call in and get heard and voice their opinions or weigh in on a topic. And I thought, well, this is the best thing since sliced bread. I had tried it earlier years with regular AM radio and so forth in the local areas, and it was terrible. I was always getting cut off by the host. I have to wait forever and everything else. But remember, you too can join in this conversation we're going to have today, and you can do it by just phoning in. The number is 800-313-9443. This is Talk Radio, 800-313-9443. If you'd like to join us in the chat room, some of the listeners have set up a chat room for this time slot. That can be found at nationalintelreport.chatango.com. nationalintelreport.chatango.com. Anyway, you can find my work on the internet. Simply just type in Lark IN Texas. LarkinTexas.blogspot.com is a static repository of research notes related to my old broadcast on RBN back in 2011 and 12. Those are actually the show notes that were posted in advance of every broadcast I did once a week for 1 hour for 14 months. Now, I think the impetus for John inviting me today was I complained. I called in to complain that for 14 months in 2011 and 12, I did a 1 hour broadcast once a week on a Saturday afternoon for more than a year. And I did get callers, and I was happy about that. But I have to tell you, I not one single instance ever got a phone call relative to the topic at hand.
Well, speaking of callers, there's one waiting to talk to you right now.
Who could that be? Who is that, Vicky? I don't know.
Elle in West Virginia.
Well, should we take?
Sure. Let's see.
What do you got? It's Al, right?
Yeah, Al. Can you hear me okay?
What do you know, Al? How are you?
Well, what I do know is that John hit the nail on the head when he said the reason people don't call in is very often on your show is because we're so mesmerized with the knowledge and we don't want to interrupt you because we want to hear the knowledge.
Well, that's a very nice thing to say.
You must be talking about Vicky. I know you're talking about Vicky for sure.
I'm talking about you and commentarism or communism basically, all the same, pretty much the same thing. I think it's communist, basically what it is, communitarism. So, but anyhow, I don't want to take up your show. I just wanted to tell you that John hit the nail on the head, and don't feel left out. That people have enough respect to stay out of the background and listen to what you have to say because you're knowledgeable.
Well, that's nice of you to say. I just knew you were going to say the word cahoots. You know, to suggest that Vicky and I were in cahoots with each other, and I like that word cahoots.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I'm not even familiar with Vicky yet.
Well, yes. Vicky is a superstar. You're going to find out.
She probably is. I remember listening to you. And I'm all for knowledge, man. I'll sit back and listen. So let me get off here, and I just wanted to let you know that is exactly why people didn't call in. And there's a whole lot of them listening, I guarantee you. So thank you for the knowledge that you bring to us, and I hope you keep on going.
All right, brother. Appreciate your call, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's a nice way to start the show.
How about that? How about that? Anyway, getting back to what we were. You can find my work on the internet, again, larkintexas.blogspot.com. The title of that old blog, not an actual blog, was just really an attempt to just post some things online and do it on my own without having to beg or help from anybody. The name of that was called Just an American, spelled J-U-S-T-A. Justa. Numerican, N-U-M-E-R-I-C-A-N, a play on words, Just an American. You can always find me at a chat room, which is always static. It's not really monitored. That would be justanewamerican.chatango.com. And you'll find a few tidbits in there. Don't press on the links for the comely young ladies that want to be your friend. I'll just tell you that.
Good tip.
Anyway, too, exclusively at RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, you're going to find two pieces that John graciously published for me. These were originally just emails sent out to a few of my supporters, people that actually listen to what I have to say sometimes. And you'll find it very easily. Just do a search from any search engine. Type in communitarianism. Remember, that's an eight-syllable word. Communitarianism, first things first. And then at the very end of that, you'll see a related link to something called LARC on communitarianism. So anyway, to get started today, naturally, I am focused on this word communitarianism. And y'all forgive me, I know it's hard to say. It really is. Communitarianism, let's remind you. You got a mute button, Vicky?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
Why? Could you hear me cough?
I did.
Oh, sorry.
Very sensitive mics.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, communitarianism, an eight-syllable word. And it is the synthesis of capitalism and communism. Very simply. And so if you're wondering what the hell is going wrong in the world today, what seems askew, what seems amiss, what's so screwed up about it? You know, perhaps it has something to do with this word that hardly anybody utters from their lips. Perhaps it's due to the fact that this is a word that you hardly ever see in print. You certainly won't see it in your daily newspaper. They're never going to say this word on your Sunday talk shows, and for very good reason. For very good reason. You know, I want to share with you all a quote from 1841, because I want to talk to you about this date, 1841, for just a moment. And the quote is from a book entitled Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds by Charles Mackey, published 1841. And this is from a chapter called The Magnetizers. And here he's talking about Anton Mesmer, from which we get the word mesmerize. This is a man who felt that he had discovered something really important. It was called animal magnetism. And by golly, he felt like he had it. But here's a footnote in this chapter. It reads like this. An enthusiastic philosopher, of whose name we are not informed, had constructed a very satisfactory theory on some subject or other and was a little proud of it. Not a little proud of it. Quote, but the facts, my dear fellow, said his friend, the facts do not agree with your theory. Don't they? Replied the philosopher, shrugging his shoulders. Then tant pis pour la fée, so much the worse for the facts. Again, you have to mold that around just a little bit. So here's the philosopher. He's got this fabulous theory.
Well, isn't that what we're living through today?
Indeed. Indeed. Mm-hmm. Now, some other things that happened in 1841, y'all, is Clinton Roosevelt. He wrote something entitled The Science of Government Founded on Natural Law. A Frenchman by the name of Pierre-Joseph Proudhon, Proudhon. Pierre-Joseph Proudhon. He wrote something entitled, What is Property? And in it, he suggested that ownership of property was tantamount to theft. It was evil. But also in 1841 was this word, communitarianism, coined by one John Goodwin Barmby over in England. And he was, remember, a contemporary of Darwin and Marx and Engel, Clinton Roosevelt, Pierre Joseph Proudhon. And remember, it was Karl Marx who wrote in 1848 the Communist Manifesto. What a lot of people in America don't realize is that if you go online and just type into your search engine revolutions of 1848, you're going to find encyclopedia entries. So what happened in 1848? The communist revolutions broke out almost simultaneously all over Europe. Well, the aristocracy, the nobility, the uber-rich capitalists, the merchants, they put it down, by and large. And many of these people fled to the Americas. And those people were known as the 48ers. The 48ers were the first to sign up and form platoons and squadrons and companies when war fever started settling upon the land. This is during the run-up to the war between the states in the aftermath of the election of Abraham Lincoln. And so I'm not the first one to suggest this, but check in with some serious historians sometime. That war between the states, the so-called Civil War, the War of Northern Aggression, was in fact a communist revolution. And it was won by the communists. They controlled both sides. But you weren't told that, were you? I wasn't told that.
No, I wasn't. Actually, there's quite a bit about that era that I was never told.
Well,
like
I think that's
about the banks and counterfeiting of money and, you know, the South wanted to have free trade with Europe, and they were putting the Northern people out of business. All kinds of stuff was going on that I never heard about. And still to this day, I don't know much about. Just snippets.
And there's so much of history which is kept hidden from us, because after all, we are the ants in the ant farm. And we're the herds of the human herd. You wouldn't want to spook the herd if you want to control them, after all. Now, of recent, y'all, I have to tell you, for the past 18 months, I've been suffering from prostate issues. And I hate doctors. I don't trust them. I never have. And so I didn't go to a doctor, but I pretty much doctored myself. And about 2 weeks ago, I finally escaped from the hellhole of continuous pain, nearly 24/7, for 18 months, and I beat it. I'm actually back to my old self. In fact, I may go dancing again soon. I'm not sure. I'm 65 years old, but I somehow think I can still do all the things I did in my 20s and 30s, as you might surmise. But anyway, for whatever it's worth to y'all, get this information into the hands of a 10 or a 12-year-old. If you don't want to absorb it yourself because you're just too damn busy, I understand. We all get caught up in life. I know what it's like. You have a mortgage, you raise a family, you know, you go to work. You don't have time to research. You don't want it. You don't have time to go to meetings. And frankly, the what news about the rest of the world outside the microcosm of the world in which you inhabit, you kind of gather up in bits and pieces from friends and relatives, and, you know, maybe you watch 30 minutes of news every day on the TV or something. So I understand that. But I want to tell you something. The one thing that these so-called globalists, these communitarians, these elitists fear the most are the plain instincts of the common man. Because guess what? That's powerful. That's powerful. And we'll take this break, and we'll be back with Vicki Davis and myself in just about 3 minutes.
No reason to get excited. How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, I'm sitting down in the San Antonio, waiting on an 8 o'clock train. My woman left me here last night. Things ain't been quite the same. I gotta get back to Dallas and tie up a few loose ends. I'm gonna work a week, I'll make $100, oh, and hit the road again. So I don't want you to think that you're the first one. Leave me out here on my own. Cause this ain't gonna be the first time this old cowboy spent the night alone. A bigger fool. I can't remember when I've been. Just to open up my heart and let you walk right in. But there's one thing in life that ain't hard for me to do. That's as soon as I kiss the lips of another woman, I'm gonna forget all about you. So I don't want you to think that you're the first one. Leave me out here on my own. Cause this ain't gonna be the first time this old cowboy spent the night alone.
Alrighty, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Back at you here on the National Intel Report. This is Larkin, Texas, joined by Vicki Davis. And Vicki, what do you think? You think I got a future as a disc jockey if I don't make it as a radio jock?
Only as a co-host. Always as a co-host. I've tried talking to myself, you know, here at home and trying to record something for a video. I can't do it. I feel ridiculous.
I always wanted to be a disc jockey. I just want to spin the tunes, you know?
Oh, just yeah, the music?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd probably die of boredom, actually. I like music, but, you know.
One thing I like about that Marshall Tucker song is called Old Cowboy. It's because despite the fact that it's got typical lyrics, which you would expect of country music, you know, the woman done me wrong and or the man done me wrong or what have you. That song for me is a happy song. It uplifts me. I don't know why it does, but it just does. But be that as it may, let's get back to the topic in hand. Again, forgive me, Vicki, once again. What I like to talk about, because so few of us today are talking about it, and we all need to be talking about it, is this thing called communitarianism. And I'm looking right now at communitarianism first things first on the screen.
Yeah, you know what? As you were reading the definition of it, capitalism and communism, it occurred to me the other day that when you merge capitalism and communism, what you end up with is gangster capitalism.
That's right. Socialism equals gangsterism equals slavery. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about that. In fact, here's a little tip for y'all. The overarching agenda of this new world order, this scheme for one world global governance, called global to local governance by some, is really twofold. And the first is depopulation. Depopulation is a euphemism for Malthusianism. It's a euphemism for total war, which is being waged right now, 24/7, against you and me, people you know, people you love, 24/7. Typical types of warfare that you don't realize are being waged against you, but in fact are, might include psychological warfare, asymmetric warfare, nonlinear warfare, mimetic warfare, cultural warfare, biological warfare.
You know what? I have been looking into programs going back to the 1980s and about communism, the fall of the Soviet, the alleged fall of the Soviet Union and so forth. And in a number of different places, they've said that the Soviet Union really focused more on psychological operations, on, you know, basically war against the psyche. And I observe what's going on in our country, it is so incredibly effective, especially when people don't seem to understand it. You know, all those fronts that you just listed there, all of those are fronts on the war in the context of everything else.
That's exactly right. We'll pick up on that note, ladies and gentlemen, right after this message.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
seems everything has changed around when I bump into you. We bounce around and do the Bob Bounce Boogie. Bob Bounce Boogie. Bob Bounce Boogie. Bob Bounce Boogie. We do the Bob Bounce Boogie dance like a crazy fool.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
bump, bounce, boogie.
We do the bump, bounce, bump, bounce, boogie. That's what we're doing. That's the sleep at the wheel. Back to where we were. That was fun too, wasn't it, Vicki?
That was a nice song. You have a caller, though.
Well, Davey, hold on. Let me get through this. We're going to set you up, okay? So please forgive me. Again, ladies and gentlemen, what is communitarianism? It is monopolistic crony capitalism combined with corporatism and mercantilism. Let's call that the problem. And what might be the reaction? Well, that would be Judaic, Talmudic communism, cultural Marxism, Kabbalism. And what's the solution? Which is contrived. Remember, either or, the thesis or the problem, its antithesis or the reaction, the expected reaction, the opposite, is anticipated. And we have to have this new contrivance called communitarianism. And trust me when I tell you, your politicos, your mayor, your city council, your sheriff, your senator, your so-called representative, they're in on the con, the joke. You can bet your sweet bippy. Communitarianism is just this. Capitalists and communists share the identical objective, and that is private ownership and control over all means of production. Of course, remember, that's in their dreams. Communitarianism is also parasitism, Neoplatonism, neocolonialism, neo-feudalism. It's a type of totalitarianism. It's a type of despotism. It's an all-encompassing ism or school of thought. Remember, though, within every school of thought, so-called, a word ending with that suffix, ism, you will always find variances of opinion. So keep that in mind. You don't have to know a whole lot beyond the plain instincts of the common man to defend against this stuff. And when all else fails you, ladies and gentlemen, remember, before language, we always had instinct and intuition. And that's why I say, trust your gut. Trust your gut. You don't have to have a fabulous vocabulary to get all this stuff. You really don't. But I would invite you to learn about the history of how we got here. Go to Vicki's website, thetechnocratictyranny.com or channelingreality.com. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Just start asking questions until the questions stop.
I'd like to know when that is.
It's always who, why, what, when, where, and how. You know, but anyway, here we go. My definition of communitarianism is thus. Communitarianism is a pseudo-scientific technological dictatorship of the so-called global to local, quote-unquote, community. Communitarianism is also a philosophy that undergirds a system of arrested development that is intended to thwart and or to harvest all human potential, including yours, to the benefit of its designers. These designers front for the secret of private owners who wield totalitarian control over all territorial assets and natural resources, especially those of the human kind.
In other words, it's a big con game. And if they if they can get you to buy into it and not fight it, they win.
That's right. Don't buy into the con, because that's what this is a big scam. And anybody that's getting paid to promote the scam ain't your friend. Remember, if you want to know, Sun Tzu said, if you really want to know how to win all your battles, then you have to know who it is you're fighting. You have to know who and or what it is you're fighting. If you don't, you can expect to lose at least half your battles. You also have to know yourself. Who is your enemy? What is your enemy? And who are you? What are you? What are you made of? And anything that moves us away from exercise of free will, personal autonomy, true freedom of choice, words which go to that word freedom, and words which go to that word locomotion or liberty. Are you able to go from point A to point B intellectually, mentally, or physically beneath your own power and of your own volition without encumbrances? Yes or no? What's stopping you from being free to locomote, to move from point A to point B? Where are these encumbrances? And then you have the answer to the riddle. The answer always lies within you, because guess who is the final authority at the end of the day for how it is you choose to navigate this life, this cultural, economic, scientific milieu in which we all travel? It's about life, ladies and gentlemen. And it's your life we're talking about. It's the life of your loved ones we're talking about. Who makes the final decision? Davey in Texas, welcome.
Hey, you're on a roll.
I'm trying to make up for all those years when I didn't know what I was doing at all. And I still don't, but I keep trying.
Have you ever heard that Robert Earl Keen song, Swerving in My Lane?
I reckon I have.
That's one of my favorites from Robert Earl Keen, you know, because once you get around them, things are a lot better, especially if you're in Texas.
Yeah, I was reminded the other day, Laura said something to me. She says, you know, you used to kind of walk around you were starting to look like a doddering old man. Well, the other day she saw me in my normal way of travel. You know, I don't just walk. I walk fast. I walk hard. I stride. I've been that way all my life. I'm a fast walker. I always had to slow down for everybody else, you know. But I typically like to dance to the beat of my own drum. And maybe that's a little bit arrogant on my part, but, you know, it made me feel good that she would say, I see that you are striding. Now, you're not doddering around, you're striding.
That's your second win.
That's right.
I was going to ask Vicki if she'd ever heard of the book, The Curse of Canaan by Eustace Mullins.
The Curse of Cain?
Canaan. C-A-N-A-N. Yeah, Canaan.
No, I haven't.
You can actually, you know, download it online and read it, you know, save you from going to find it or get an interlibrary loan. But in that book, there's a number of different chapters, and there's a chapter in there on the Civil War that I would recommend that you read. And he has a number of other books that I would recommend also would be The Rape of Justice. And I think he did a great intro. I suppose you could probably do it for about an hour and a half and not really cover the full spectrum of what you're addressing there, but have you ever seen Mackey's Encyclopedia of Freemasonry, Lark?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Are you from? Well, you know, that and Morals and Dogma are a fairly decent introduction to Freemasonry. But in the Encyclopedia of Freemasonry, there are certain words that are, you know, they're all defined there, but they'll have footnotes. And I believe it's the word captivity. It says that the Masonic tradition holds with the Talmud. Now, I have a question for you, Lark. You know, over there Ezra and Nehemiah, it says that they took the scriptures out and read the scriptures. Do you think they had a copy of a Talmud at that time?
I know that people have been parsing the language forever. You might think a word means one thing, but somebody else has an entirely different idea.
Yeah, right. But even if you go by what they write, they say they don't even have a copy of the Talmud until 518. And Jesus said, you know, ye make my Father's law no effect. And in John 8:33, they say they never been in bondage. My point is that our language obviously has been corrupted, and people have been made to be really, really stupid. So these, and that's another thing. You know, you stress the importance of people, you know, seeking the truth and being themselves and being true to themselves and their gut instincts. And the truth is, that first commandment is there for a good reason. Because as soon as people turn their back on the truth, they're going to be over swirling around in a whirlpool of lies, chasing their tail in high-speed reverse and wasting their lives, going into debt and borrowing, and next thing you know, look, it's $23 trillion. No, it's $900 trillion. Who can count that high? You know, for what?
So they can partial, go around. I'm partial to that second commandment, too.
Speaking of, like, definitions and redefinitions, I heard a really good one today. You know, as I was listening to these programs on the Soviet Union before Wall, and this was a meeting of the Atlantic Council. I guess it was the Atlantic Council or maybe some invited guests, but they were talking about the Cold War and the Soviet Union, and they talked about they should rename the Cold War the Long Peace. So how do you like that? And isn't that what we're living through right now? They are trying to have peace the world over. It's totally insane.
Hey, do you happen to know where the so-called governor of Texas is?
Right now?
In Davos, right, I'd bet.
I saw where he was over in a Jewish state. So that, you know, they're commemorating the... They claim they lost 6 million itty bitty Jews. They didn't have one Hebrew in the whole bunch.
Mike, you got number three queued up for us. I want you all to hear this. It's 3 minutes. Go ahead, Mike.
Agenda 21.
At its core, Agenda 21 is about control, is about control. At its core, Agenda 21 is about control, is about control. Control of the land, natural resources, and entire populations. When you boil it down, there are 9 basic tenets of Agenda 21. Agenda 21. Agenda 21. Move citizens off private land and into urban housing. Create vast wilderness spaces inhabited by large carnivores. Eliminate cars and create walkable cities. Support chosen private businesses with public funds for sustainable development. Make policy decisions that favor the greater good over individuals. Drastically reduce the use of power, water, and anything else that creates carbon pollution. Use bureaucracies to make sweeping decisions outside of democratic processes. Increase taxes, fees, and regulations. And finally, implement policies meant to incentivize a reduced population.
And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person is using on average, energy on average green service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these.
Thank you.
Earth Summit on Climate Change, Rio de Janeiro. The summit, organized by the United Nations, brought together the most extreme environmental activists from around the world to deal with the supposed threat from global warming. And Agenda 21 is the document.
Agenda 21 is about control.
Hello, I'm Sarah 21, speaking for
Echo.
Agenda 21
is about control.
And finally, implement policies meant to incentivize a reduced population.
Agenda 21.
How dare you?
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Slightest touch, forced to fall, sight of the hand.
ladies and gentlemen.
Close your eyes, don't be afraid. Take some of these, they'll ease the pain.
Okay, we're in the last segment of hour one. Now, what Mike just played for y'all was something simply entitled Agenda 21 on YouTube. And the channel name is Yogi, Y-O-G-I, space, number four, the Lord, all one word. Yogi for the Lord on Agenda 21. Now, when I saw and I heard that in 3 minutes' time, it gladdened my heart. Because y'all may not remember, but when I first started calling into RBN 10 years ago, I was always suggesting people that they do a search on YouTube, watch a short 6 minute, twice as long, video tutorial entitled, you can still find it today, A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing, The Fabian Society, Communitarianism, and the New World Order. Now, that song had as its backdrop a tune by Pink Floyd entitled Us and Them. I invite you to look at the lyrics to that tune while you're listening to it. Look at the lyrics. Pick a side. Pick any side. This is how you get a fight going. And this is how the Hegelian dialectic works to advance human social evolution, as put forward by Marx and Engels, by the way. Because what people forget about communism and Marxism in particular, is Marx always said that it wasn't necessarily to be labeled communism, which would be the end game, the final solution to all the woes and travails of man. He said that socialism and communism, working hand in glove, would work with capitalism to produce something. He wasn't sure what it would be called. But it seems like they've selected this word communitarianism to be the final solution, so-called. And we're going to pick that up at the beginning of the second hour. You're listening to the National Intel Report with Lark in Texas standing in and Vicki Davis.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.